From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Obama is turning up the heat on Congress to pass a health care overhaul bill this week. He's said to have been meeting one-on-one with freshman Democrats in the House to get their votes. Liberal Democrats want a public insurance purchase option. Conservatives don't like abortion funding provisions in current proposals. NPR's Paul Brown reports the president is pushing hard in public, too, while House Speaker Nancy Pelosi looks at a procedural option that angers Republicans.
The president invokes individuals such as Natoma Canfield of Ohio, who could no longer afford health insurance and then was diagnosed with leukemia.
I'm here because of Natoma. I'm here because of the countless others who've been forced to face the most terrifying challenges in their lives with the added burden of medical bills they can't pay.
That's Mr. Obama in Strongsville, Ohio. There are reports that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is considering a House vote on some modifications to a Senate bill and then would deem a health care bill passed without a vote on the final package. That's frequently done, but not on bills this big. David Dreyer of California, the top Republican on the House Rules Committee, says he's troubled by what he calls Democratic gymnastics to avoid accountability. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Economists and investors on Wall Street are watching the Federal Reserve today to see what signals are sent about the direction of interest rates and how soon the Fed might move. Steve Beckner with Market News International is following the Fed.
At their second meeting of the year, Chairman Ben Bernanke and fellow members of the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee will reassess the economy and set interest rates. The FOMC is widely expected to leave unchanged its target for the key federal funds rate, which has been held between 0.25% for the last 15 months. But Fed watchers will carefully read this afternoon's rate announcement for hints about future rate hikes. They will watch to see if the Fed sounds more upbeat about economic and financial conditions and whether it repeats or alters its policy guidance. Over the past year, the Fed has said it expects to keep the overnight funds rate exceptionally low for an extended period. There has been no indication it is ready to change that language. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
The latest numbers on the nation's housing industry are due out today. The Commerce Department reports on new home building for February. Analysts are expecting to see a drop in home construction, in part because of back-to-back blizzards on the East Coast last month. A report from the National Association of Home Builders out yesterday shows declining confidence by those in the industry. There are no reports of any damage or injuries this morning after an earthquake shook parts of Southern California. The magnitude 4.4 quake was centered about 10 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. This is NPR News from Washington. In Thailand, anti-government protesters are donating blood that organizers say will be spilled in front of the prime minister's office. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, it's part of an effort to convince the prime minister to dissolve parliament and hold new elections.
Donors lined up by the hundreds to give blood at the protesters' main venue, even as public health officials criticized the effort as both wasteful and potentially dangerous. More than 100,000 demonstrators have turned out for the so far peaceful protests, many wearing red shirts with pictures of deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. Thaksin was ousted in a 2006 coup but remains popular among the rural poor and others critical of the coup, who say the current government of Prime Minister Aposit Vichachiwa came to power illegitimately. They want new elections, which the former prime minister's allies would almost surely win. Thaksin is in exile after his conviction on corruption charges, but has made several phone-in appeals to the red shirts to continue their protest in a peaceful manner until their demands are met. The current prime minister says he won't step down, but says he is willing to listen. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
They're piling sandbags in front of homes and businesses in Fargo, North Dakota, and neighboring Moorhead, Minnesota. Truckloads of sandbags have been rolling into those areas under police escort. Residents are working to hold back the swollen Red River. Forecasters say it'll be cresting at about 20 feet above flood stage sometime on Saturday. In the Northeast, at least 9 deaths are now blamed on the stormy weather of the past few days. The governors of Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts have all declared states of emergency. Power is out to tens of thousands in New York State. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.